It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all. And tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Haitian migrants removed from the Texas border.
There are no longer any migrants in the camp.
Full CDC approval for a Pfizer booster.
60 million Americans who are now eligible.
U.S. murders jump.
The numbers are very concerning.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. There are no longer any migrants camping out at a bridge in Texas. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says they were expelled under a health code, not migration law.
Let me be clear. The department does not tolerate any mistreatment of any migrant.
CBS's Manuel Bohorquez is in Del Rio, Texas.
Today, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas rejected calls to stop the deportations. Many activists have said that you can't send people back when you have a country that is dealing with dual crises, the aftermath of an earthquake and the assassination of the president. But the secretary says that in the government's view, Haiti is able to absorb these deportees. Manuel Bohorquez, CBS News, Del Rio, Texas.
The Pfizer booster shot gets full CDC approval for those 65 and up, those with underlying conditions, and includes at-risk workers. White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients.
We have the supply. We are prepared. And we're ready to get booster shots and arms to tens of millions of eligible Americans.
The FBI says the pandemic did not put a dent in the country's murder rate. CBS's Peter King.
The numbers are preliminary, but the FBI's 2020 crime report shows murders up 29% from the previous year, even with much of the country locked down during the pandemic.
The numbers are very concerning.
Assistant Director Michael Christman says that was the highest year-to-year increase in more than 50 years. He tells CBS News hate crimes were also up dramatically.
The highest level we've seen since 2008.
Most hate crimes targeting the Black or African-American communities. Peter King, CBS News.
The U.S. House takes up a bill aimed at protecting access to abortions nationwide.
On this vote, the yeas are 218, the nays are 211. The bill is passed.
CBS's Nicole Killian with more.
It will be a tough sell in the Senate. There is a decent amount of support for it on the Democratic side. Some 40 senators or so do back this measure, but the magic number is 60, and that includes 10 Republicans who would need to get on board to back this.
Collierville, Tennessee police say the man who carried out the shooting in a supermarket yesterday worked there. They say he killed one person, injured 14 others, and confirmed that he then took his own life. On Wall Street today, stocks and mixed. The Dow closed up 33 points. NASDAQ ended down 5 points. Election audit in Arizona's largest county, Maricopa, reaffirms President Biden's win. GOP Senate President Karen Fann says of the final report.
What you have not seen and you have not heard is about the statutes that were broken, how chain of custody was not followed.
And former President Trump's call for a forensic audit of Texas 2020 election has been accepted.
The Texas Secretary of State's office in March called the 2020 election safe and smooth. Now they've announced an audit of four of the state's largest counties has begun. This came just hours after former President Donald Trump sent a letter to Texas Governor Greg Abbott saying Texans want an audit.
And this one was created from scratch after Donald Trump's letter arrived as a way for the governor to dodge having to put an audit on the special session agenda.
Right. University political scientist Mark Jones says Abbott's call for an audit is his way of appeasing the solid base of Trump supporters in Texas. Chris Fox, 4 CBS News.
Iran says it will return to negotiations on resuming compliance with the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Joseph Cerincione is with the Quincy Institute, which promotes diplomacy first.
I think the indications are that this new government wants a deal, that they want to get back, that they will insist on terms slightly different from what's been previously negotiated, but their demands won't be so onerous that the U.S. and the other countries can't meet them.
Shortly before the vice president was to walk onto the set of The View, host Joy Behar announced today,
Kamala Harris, the vice president, is going to be on remote because they don't want to take a chance of her being on the set right now.
That's because two co-hosts, Sonny Hostin and guest host Anna Navarro, tested positive for COVID-19. They were called off of the set. Colleagues said both had been vaccinated. The White House says the vice president did not have any contact with either host. New York City Medical Examiner's Office's 54-year-old actor Michael K. Williams died of an accidental overdose. Williams, known for The Wire, was found dead at his Brooklyn home earlier this month. A new way to advertise.
Pabst Blue Ribbon wants to transform your home into an ode to their beer.
After learning the average normal non-rich person spends 12.4 hours inside their home every day, we've radically altered our advertising approach to exploit every square inch of their common household goods and spaces.
So they'll give you PBR logoed stuff and you can get paid.
Turn your fridge into a PBR billboard. Look inside of it and monetize your mayonnaise.
You can get a PBR shower curtain, cutting board, blanket, and more. Once your home is fully PBR-ified, they say take some pictures, put them up on Instagram, and you could get a payout from Pabst Blue Ribbon. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, September 24th, 2021. This broadcast produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.